Well, today is something we at St. Albans call Recognition Sunday. It's a day that we celebrate Christian education. We thank our Sunday school students, our teachers. We recognize graduates, those that are graduating perhaps from high school to college or from college to something else, to real life maybe, and even our younger children for their attendance in Sunday school during the course of the year. Recently, I was reading a book that my sister gave her teenage son, and it was a book about skills that everyone should know, that everyone should have, and I was wondering, it's been a while since I've been in school, but I wonder, since we're thinking about school and education, if these things are being taught, like how to plunge a toilet, or how to parallel park, right? There's one. Fix a flat tire. Jump a battery in a car. Iron a shirt. How about that? Balance a budget. Boil an egg. There's a skill. Sew a button. Change a diaper. Carve a turkey. Now, that's an important one because I'll tell you, the first time that I had all the family at my house and married and had kids and I had to carve the Thanksgiving Day turkey, I didn't have a clue what to do. And Linda said, I don't want it all chopped up. I want it on presentation. I want it on the platter. Nice slices. I had to get it on the internet and figure out how do you do this. You know, if they're teaching you guys nowadays how to carve a turkey, do your laundry, run the dishwasher, operate the oven, use a hand drill. Recently, Linda was in Indiana helping her nephew, who is a brilliant guy. He's been teaching high school English for 30 years, and he could tell you all of the classics, authors, and recite poetry, and just a brilliant guy. But she asked him to help hang some curtains, and she said, grab that drill, just the battery-operated drill that we all have. And he had no clue how to work the drill. Can you think of any others? Necessities, things that they should learn. Come on, Ellen, I know you have some.
Check.
What's that?
Balance
the checkbook. Well, recent figures on our college students and church attendance are not that good, really. 69% of our youth at the age of 17 are regular churchgoers. And as I said, because it's Recognition Sunday, just let me back up a little bit and say that I like to try and aim these messages towards our students on Recognition Sunday and towards those who are heading off to college or something else. 17-year-olds, 69% attend church regularly. 18-year-olds, it drops to 58%. 19-year-olds, it drops to 40%. And those in their 20s, it's 1 out of 3. 30% of all college students were asked about a belief that they have, a spiritual belief in God, or what is their belief, and 30% said they have no belief. Another 50% of college students say that going off to college played a role in dropping out of church. 50% say that. When they went off to college, that played a role in dropping out of the church. And a statistic that we all know, and I try to put before those young folks who are heading off to college, is that if you go to college and you don't find a church in that first week, in that first month, statistically, you won't go to church if you don't make that a priority in the very first month that you're there. Now, why is this? Well, perhaps because when you're young, when you're in your youth, finding God's will for your life, well, maybe it just doesn't seem that important to know what God's will for my life is. The folks at Pew Research ask college students their goals. What are your goals in life? And 81% had being rich down. Being rich. 51% said being famous. 30% said helping people. 22 said community leadership. And only 10% were interested in being more spiritual, in knowing God. Only 10%. The things that they're concerned about were, well, it was a very high priority of what do other people think of me? What do people think of me? Am I in the right group? Am I in the right crowd? What feels good? Or perhaps it's just what is going on right now. It's the present. Live for the present. Don't worry about the future. It's today. You know, we have pandemics and climate change and wars, and we're all going to be gone anyway, so just live for today. There's no future. One of the most important things in life for our young people is to know, to find, and to do the will of God. To know, to find, and to do the will of God. And you know, I think the number one obstacle, or a great obstacle, it certainly was an obstacle for me when I was a teenager, I just figured, it's probably not very fun, right? Church, Christian, you know, Bible, it's got to be something more. That's not, you know, that doesn't seem very exciting. That doesn't seem very fun. Because you see, the world says that if you live in such a way where anything goes, right? Anything you want to do, just do it, right? Anything, no restrictions, no rules, no boundaries. The world says that's free, freedom. That's how you get free. That's how you have fun. That's how you really live. Just no boundaries. The world says that if you follow Jesus, that's a narrow way. That's a narrow path. Too many rules. Too many restrictions. It's too old-fashioned. It's not very intelligent. It's going backwards. But here's what we call, again, most theologians look at the Bible and say, well, you have something called the Great Reversal. And you're familiar with what that is, because many times in the Bible, there's these reversals where Jesus says, well, right, the first will be last and the last will be first. Or Jesus says, you know, the way to gain recognition, the way to be popular is to be humble. Is not to go to the front of the line, but go to the back. Be a servant. It's a total reverse of how society operates. And there are many of these in the Bible. The way that you get power and strength is through weakness. The poor can be rich and the rich can be poor. The way you find life is through death. It's a great reversal. Jesus said it's actually the opposite, that the way that leads to destruction, the way that leads to death, it's the broad way. It's the broad way. In other words, just open up the gates and live a life where anything goes, right? Whatever you want to do, it's you're out of your parents' house, you're free, and you're an adult. And just do what you want to do. No restrictions, no rules. But see, actually what the world calls freedom, the Bible says that that is the path that gets narrower and narrower. That is the path that gets harder and harder and burdensome and more burdensome. That really is the path that is restrictive, and that's the path away from freedom. It's a reversal of what the world believes and what the Bible says. God's way, God's will, God's plan, and His path for you will take discipline. No one said that it's easy, and sometimes it's tough. But this is where you find freedom. This is where you find power. And this is actually where you find the excitement. You find the fun. Now, how do you know God's will? Well, one of the great verses, and I know this is one of Diane's favorites, and she teaches this in Sunday school, is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Very simple. Three things. Trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. Three things to remember today. Trust in the Lord with all your heart is the first one. Trust in the Lord. If you want to know God's plan, if you want to know His will, trust in Him with all your heart. Now we say, with all my heart I believe this. With all my heart I love you. With all my heart I want to win this game. I want that new car with all my heart. And we say that, right? Trust. But what does biblical trust mean? You know, because there are English words that we use. We trust, faith, believe. We say, I have faith, just believe. Yeah, I trust you. And we're rather casual with the language. But really, biblical faith, if you study the words, if you really get into what they're saying, it means this. It means, you know, I'm all in. It's like I had people up here yesterday that I was marrying, and I said to them, repeat after me, in sickness, in health, for better, for worse, till death do we part. And they say, yeah, I'm going for that. That's a big deal. And that's what Jesus is saying. Trust with all your heart. I'm committed. I'm hearing this thing to the end. I'm going all the way. I'm trusting Jesus. And usually you'll get tested on it. Something will happen in your life, probably more than once. You'll be tested. And you want to say, really? I trust God on this? This doesn't make sense. Nobody else thinks this is right. And logically and rationally, this just doesn't. I mean, God came to Gideon and He said, okay, Gideon, you're going to war with the Midianites. And, you know, there's 30,000 of them. And I want you to get the army together. And we're going to go to the Midianites. You're going to go after him. You're going to defeat him. And Gideon gets 30,000 Israelites, right? So you got 30,000 Israelites and 30,000 Midianites. Okay. God says, no, wait a minute. Send 29,700 Israelites back home. Send 29,000. Now, if you do the math, that leaves Gideon with 300 against 30,000. Doesn't make sense. God, really? Those are the type of things where He will get the glory and you will grow more and more to trust Him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Number two, lean not on your own understanding. Lean not on your own. Don't rest all of your weight, all of your life. Don't put your life on your own understanding. Now, the biggest influence in a child's life is education, I think. And we live in a society with teaching and with books, and we've got more knowledge. It's everywhere. We are oozing with information and knowledge and professors and learned people. But is that something that you can lean on? Totally. Base your life on it. We're all for education and learning here. But leaning on the Lord for everything. Because sometimes when you get into that situation and you get so smart, you think, I can figure this out. I'm smarter than that person. I know what to do. I know what to do. We can get out of this. We can figure this out. I can help myself. All of the books in the world, all of the knowledge, all the degrees in the world. are not going to be able to give you what the Lord has for direction. Lean on the Lord for direction. Pray about everything. What does the Lord want me to do? What does He want me? It's what He wants me to do, not how much money am I going to make or even what's going to make me happy, right? What does God want with my life? Those are the questions you should be asking. Who does the Lord want me to marry? Lean not on your own understanding, but lean on His. And thirdly, acknowledge God in all your ways, and He will direct your path. He will direct your ways. Now, that word for ways is an interesting word in the Hebrew. It actually means a little goat trail that leads off the main road. And so, in his wisdom, the writer of the Proverbs is saying, He'll direct you on the goat trails of life. All right? We know about the big things, but what even the smallest things the Lord is concerned about in your life. He's interested in the little things, the smallest details, what you eat, where you go to school, where you take your vacation, what house you live in, what car you drive, where you go shopping for your clothes. Even the smallest goat trail of life, God desperately wants you to seek His direction. And He cares. You know, many times around our house, if we lose something, I lose something. I hate to lose stuff. Drives me crazy. I don't lose stuff very often, but when I do. And Linda will say to me, did you pray about it? You know, if you're putting something together and you lose a screw, and you're like, oh man, you know, you can't find the screw. Where is it? And Linda, I'll say, oh, I can't. She said, did you pray about it? I said, no, I didn't pray about it. I mean, well, God doesn't care. I mean, He's got people dying all over the world and all this stuff is happening. I said, why would I pray to God about me finding that screw to put this thing together, you know? But it's true. She, you know, Linda will pray and she tells, and I do it now too, you know, whatever it is, however small, she says, pray about it. It's one of the little goat trails of life. But God cares. Trust Him, lean on Him. Walk with Him. Walk with Him in every decision, all of life. Do it early. Do it now. And you will. Yes, you will have fun.